Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. My voice a little bit spent. Yes, this is easily where I can talk. I'm not talking down here on purpose. Kind of ruined my voice last night as I got very irritated trying about five different versions of the episodes that went up about someone getting basically an ex post facto law used against him to punish him. Because he posted a link to a documentary. You know how we're all supposed to agree with everything in the documentary that's about an alternative situation? You know how that's supposed to work. So I'd go see those episodes. As you know, I'm highly free speech, and that's all I'll ever be. So when I see it being stomped, especially when standards change as we go on the fly, when what would have been, oh, you're just looking at interesting potential ambiguities in history. When that gets turned into, no, you're being racist, you can imagine I'm not too happy about it. So go listen to those episodes. Today, though, a different topic. Today, I just want to talk to you about a couple of good tips for your health, your posture, and all that it can entail. And what I want to talk to you about today is thinking of your body and certain tension areas as a bow, all right? And we're going to use that analogy because it works well in a few spots to give you tips on what you could do about your posture and your back pain and trying to go with your posture going forward. So what reminded me of this, although I've thought about it for a while, is that I pulled out one of my cherished little possessions. I don't know about you, sometimes you have things that you know are very helpful, and in a given moment, you're not using all of them, even though you know they're a good idea. So I pulled out the Miracle Ball Method by Elaine Patron. You could get these in, I don't know, Sharper Image stores and the like. They'd come with the two little balls and a tiny little, really heavy, thick book, bound little book that was about, you know, 3 inches by 3 inches, 2.5, 2¾ by 2¾. Pretty thick, gives you all the various methods and exercises to do. And they're really more positions. I've talked, I think, here a little bit, but certainly I've mentioned quite a bit on Chemology 411 that Peter Gioski's book, Pain Free, just talks about positions you get in that help your body get back in alignment. And remember, it's not so much you're doing any strenuous exercise, is that positions that then use your body weight and the alignment itself, and slowly you relax into it and your body remembers. I don't mean in any wacky way. I mean by remembering, you're back in the position that it's supposed to be in, and you do that position, and then your body is kind of realigned in a muscle memory sense. So this is kind of related to some of the concepts of Peter Gioski. And Miracle Ball Method says you put these two highly durable inflatable balls that are only about 3 inches across, probably, thick rubber, and you put them in various positions under your body. And then with that, you're laying on your back in all of these, I believe all of them, then because of the position they're in, your body can then relax. Your muscles will relax across, if you will, the sling that's created, the suspension bridge that's created. And when it does that, your posture will be improved, and any number of things might be improved. So a classic position is that you would put one ball, you're on your back, you've got your feet close to your butt, you're laying on your back, so your knees are up, but in alignment, straight forward, straight up and down, rather, not off to the side. And you just turn over, you just flip your hips to one side, put the ball right underneath your tailbone, and then you let your body and come back up onto it. Let your body relax on with this ball on your tailbone. Now, what's that doing then is that you now have your body suspended between two points, your lower back where it's hitting the ground, and the tailbone, Whereas before, that was already hitting the ground and didn't have a chance to move, did not have a chance to stretch out. All right. So now in this case, because your body is suspended in the air, that arch has a chance to then slack out. So you can think of this in another way. These various positions can be like a bow. So think of a bow, just a simple bow and arrow bow, the most simple you can make. If you were to make one out in the wild, you didn't even get a chance to curve it. There's that, don't get me wrong. But it's not, in this analogy, it's not super hard. It is something that could be straight, but it's flexible enough that if you attach your strings to the end of it, you can make it have tension for purposes of your bow and arrow. And so think of that bow and arrow where the string is what really bends it. The string is what gives it the tension so that it is in closer to a D shape, a C shape, if you don't include the string. That's what bends it. And think of the bow there as parts of your body, like your lower spine. Think of the string as your musculature. So when you're in bad posture for any number of other reasons, that string can be tighter, right? The string is the tension, right? And so two things can happen. Either the tension itself in the human body is what causes the pain and the irritation, and or the string and the extra tension has pulled that bow, your body, your lower back, into more of a curve than it needs. And then sometimes it's a functional adaptation purpose. Your posture is bad, and so you're on the other side of it. And then in order to kind of save your position, to save your posture and your position, the muscles need to stay tighter because already your posture is bad enough. And if you, in order to kind of for your body to still stand upright, there needs to be massive amounts of tension because you're not relaxed over the top of yourself. This is a Pitagoskew concept, but that basically your head should be over your shoulders, should be over your hips, should be over your knees, should be over your ankles, an absolute straight and vertical line. If all that's happening, very little tension has to occur in order to keep it upright. The less it happens, the less that posture happens, the more musculature has to be used, to tighten musculature to keep someone upright. And so with the Egoscue and the Elaine Patron Miracle Ball Method, Elaine Patron, by the way, but the Miracle Ball Method would get you there. What it does is say, hey, how do we get you into positions that relax that overly tightened bow, right? And it's not that we have to pull it and stretch it. It's that we'll get into positions that relax it out, that allow the body to slowly let it elongate. And so think about this. Think about that arch and that bow. And as you're sitting on the floor, you've got a certain tension to it, especially if your legs are down as you're laying on the floor. It looks like a D, right? It looks like a D setting on its side, a capital D. And because it's sitting there and the ends of the bow are already in one given spot, it's not going anywhere, right? And actually, I have a slight amendment to that with a later explanation. But now imagine that only one side is in a given flat spot. And instead, you've created a sling, a suspension with this ball. And you put one end of that D. It's now no longer flat on its side. One end is suspended. And now there is tension, but gentle tension, just body weight tension, along that string, the straight part of the capital letter D. And because there's that body weight tension on it, and you just relax and you breathe and you wait, eventually that string lengthens, and that takes out the tension of the muscle. It also adjusts the arch slightly. So when you do these types of things, Pedagoscu has a position as well, which is great. I'll mention that very quickly. Then when you're done with them, however long that exercise is, I think for her it's just a few minutes, although she has many different things you can do. Then you lay back down without the ball onto the floor. You can feel your lower back getting closer to or touching the floor, and it feels good. It feels relaxed. Pedagoscu's position that does this as well without suspending it across anything is really just to lay on the floor with your lower leg, I'm sorry, your upper leg vertical, pointed straight up, but then your lower leg on a chair. So not that's about the right height. Your lower leg horizontally on a chair and just laying there, and you just let it relax. Say you're on a yoga mat. For me, I've got pretty padded carpet, so it's hard underneath, but it's not uncomfortable. And even doing that, you just let yourself rest there. Your entire spine starts to relax a little bit. All those various arches, which are important, but you're not going to lay yourself so flat that you paralyze yourself or anything. All you're laying, when you lay flat like that does, is give your body a chance to relax that longitudinal, that musculature and its supporting, the musculature along the spine and the back. It gives it a chance to relax out. And so that position does it as well. You find afterwards that you can lay down flat with your feet not on there, and your body's much closer to the floor. And those are just two very important aspects. I mean, maybe we'll go into more of them. There are a lot better positions. For instance, I tried to do a previous episode and I went a little long on it, so I decided to not talk about it specifically. But the arch, the forward head posture arch, can be similarly thought of. That forward head posture arch is a big C2 in its worst, a very sharp C from the top vertebrae in your on your torso to the occipital bone. It's too sharp of a C. And that, when you think about it, it could be something that with certain positions could be relaxed out. Another thing that could be relaxed out is the tension in your upper back. Women have this a lot, and through various positions, but Elaine Patron's method is good here too. You put your, so this is just tension straight across your neck, across the top of your lats and stuff, often due to forward head posture. So forward head posture is very, very important to work against, to try to relax out of, to be very aware of. But because of forward head posture, the upper torso has tension in it a lot to hold that upper area in place. And that includes tension across the upper back. You guys know what I mean, right at the top of your shoulder blades, the lats there, they get very tight. And even then that the lats also are basically the same muscle that go to the base of your neck there. It's all big, one big flat muscles with the fibers radiating in slightly different directions. And so that the entirety of that gets very, very tense because it does have some hold your head up aspect, and then it's related to all the way across your upper back. So her solution would be to put these balls on underneath your shoulder blades and relax into that. Now, that's not quite the D analogy, if you will, but it is instead the suspension bridge analogy. So instead of having one end suspended and the other one on the ground, but it's still giving a chance for that weight on the bridge to flex the bridge down, if you will. Same thing, but both ends are on towers. And so across your body, across your upper back, you have one underneath one shoulder blade, one underneath the other shoulder blade. It gives that muscular a chance to droop, right? And since it gives that musculature a chance to droop, then that means those lats and those muscles up in your upper back are relaxing. And then when you let go of that, you get off of these, you lay down, and your upper back is laying in a lot more relaxed position and in a flat position. You can do this also if you think the longitudinal arch, like I was talking about, with the forward head posture. one of the major reasons, and this is the last thing I'll do because it's not really so much about Elaine Patron's Miracle Ball method anymore or Pete Egoscue, although he both of them do discuss forward head posture a bit. But one of the main problems with forward head posture is that the muscles, actually the front muscle of your neck, the big one, when you see an athlete or just a lean guy like I have them, the big flat muscles on the front of your neck that look like V's, they actually insert behind your ears and or right under your ears, if you will. And if those are tight, it pulls your head forward. So for you to have true non-forward head posture, sometimes it's because those muscles are so tight because you've been holding them in such a shortened position, you know, looking forward, not having your back, you know, backwards and your chest pointed up. You've let yourself droop forward. Another great way of thinking of this is, gosh, I think it may have been back when I was learning. There's a basic lifting technique, and to get someone into powerlifting, you just do five basic exercises, do five sets of five. And it's either that or another one where you got to think of your collarbones as the brim of a cup. Think of your collarbones as the brim of a cup. And your posture should never be that cup is totally full. Okay. Think of it as a totally full cup. It should never be that cup is slightly tilted forward and the water can come out. No, you're trying to tilt that collarbone back so that it's level. And in so doing, if you think about that, then you are pulling your torso upright. And when you do pull your torso upright, it is more likely that you're also kind of affecting your forward head posture. Just a couple of items. Elaine Patron's Miracle Ball Method, Pete Egoscue, and some other kind of integrative advice there on what can help you with them. Getting your body to relax out of some of its tension in a simple fashion. It's really just a really brilliant idea to just, you know, let your body suspend between two spots. And because it's suspending, then your body weight itself can help relax those muscles out. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley. You can like this episode. Please do. Please follow the show so that you get other episodes like this. Of course, a lot of times I'm political. Other times I am a biomechanics freak, even though I don't have an official certification. But I'm just one of those personality types that if I'm going to learn something and it really, really interests me, I'm going to know it as well as, you know, many an expert do and can explain it as much. So, all right, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for listening.